Good morning, Chair.
Good morning, Chair.
Morning, Chair.
Morning, 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 honorable members. We're about to start with our meeting. Mandy, can you please flag the agenda for today? Ma'am Jane?
Hello, you sorry.
Minjan.
If you killing one winner says.
Okay. No, thank you very much, honorable members. We are now starting with our meeting. The agenda has been flagged. Then the first is opening and welcome, then the apologies and the adoption of the agenda. Consideration and adoption of draft said term committee program, then the discussion and the adoption of the minutes of the meeting held on the 25th of May 2023. And then the closing remarks and the adjournment of the meeting. This is the proposed agenda. Honorable members, let me highlight that we're supposed to get a briefing today from, or the presentation from PAMET. Unfortunately, we didn't get hold of the deputy speaker, even the lady from PAMET who came and presented to the steering committee. So because of that, we're no longer going to get or to receive that briefing until further notice. So because of that, we are only going to follow this program today. And thank you very much, honorable members. Honorable members, we are meeting here today when we are left with few hours where the youth of our country will be gathered in different places to remember and salute the brave and courageous youth of our country who went all out in June 16, 1976 to fight the apartheid era in order for us to be liberated. We all need to celebrate this date in honor of our youth who opposed the apartheid regime and helped us to find ourselves today as the country which is liberated. We are celebrating, we will be celebrating simply because of the independence that we're enjoying today. In this few words, honorable members, I welcome every one of you to participate, knowing very well that your schedules are very tight, but we see it necessary also to come and attend this multi-party women's caucus. Because if you are not part of this, it means we're not going to have this caucus, meaning that women of our country will not be having people who will be standing on their behalf in order to make sure that issues of women are being attended to. Thank you very much, honorable members. This is the agenda. Can we get somebody who will move for the adoption of the agenda? Or if there's something that the members feel we need to fit in this agenda, they can come with the proposal. I thank you. I see the hand of Honorable Nkomo.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and greetings to honorable members on the platform. I would like to move for the adoption of the agenda, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I see the hand of Honorable Tobongwani.
Thank you, Chair, and greetings to all the members of the committee. I second Honorable Nkomo on the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We're now moving with our agenda. Mandy, do we have any apologies? Sorry, Mandy. I see the hand of Honorable Majake. Honorable Majake, is there something that you want to raise?
Chair, I wanted to just second the adoption of the agenda. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, DM. Thank you very much. Mandy, is there any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we received 11 apologies from Ms. Ngwenya, Ms. Labuskaghni, Ms. Bibi, Ms. Priet, Ms. Nivo Drushin, Ms. Maseko Jele, Ms. Nkadi Meng, Mahlengwa, Ms. Boshoff, Ms. Christians, Ms. Mafu, and Ms. Motapo is in transit, so she will be in and out of the meeting, Jay.
No, thank you very much, Mandy. Honorable Nkomo, I see your hand is up.
No, sorry, Shay Pelega, I will lower it now.
No, thank you. Now, we did receive the apologies, Honorable Members, but we are 42 on the platform, meaning we still correct even if we're having those apologies. We are proceeding. Mandy, can you flag the proposal of our third term program?
Yes, Chair, we've flagged it.
No, I can't see anything on my side.
Chair, can you see it now?
Yes, you can move it up a little bit. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Or before I give the opportunity to Mandy to present this draft program, let me also indicate that we did receive a communique from the Chair of Chairs indicating on the focus areas that we need to focus on when approaching the or crafting the program of the third term. He indicated that the third term is scheduled to take place from the 29th of August until the 22nd of September, and that will be only 4 weeks. The NA committees will start on the 29th of August until the 1st of September. It will be only a week. Then plenaries will resume on the 5th of September until the 22nd of September, and that will be 3 weeks. He also indicated that there will be no oversight visit during the third term, which means there will be no oversight visit applications that will be considered for the third term. He even mentioned that only urgent matters that will be dealt with when it comes. This is what I also wanted to highlight to this house as to how the third program will look like. Thank you very much. Mandy, can you go ahead in presenting the third term program for multi-parties?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the draft committee program is aligned with the focus areas that was released by the House Chairperson earlier this week. I can also confirm, Chair, that programming has confirmed the dates for the multi-party women's caucus meetings, which will be on the 31st of August and the 21st of September. Chair, the first meeting will be on Tuesday the 29th of August for the steering committee, who will be adopting minutes, will consider the written reports and responses from departments that we've requested, consideration of any invitations and correspondence, Chair, and then the preparatory briefing for the 31st of August for multi-party women's caucus. For the full multi-party women's caucus on the 31st, Jed, will be adoption of minutes as a standard item for each meeting. And then the status of women's health in South Africa. On the 7th of September, it will be the steering committee meeting, which will look at deficiencies in the child maintenance system and its impact on women and children. On the 14th of September, Jed, it will be also steering committee dealing with the protection of domestic workers against abuse and exploitation, and this is in light of legislation enacted recently. Okay. Tuesday on the 19th of September is steering committee again, which is a preparatory meeting for the 21st of September full session. And that will look at the role of gender in heritage, arts, culture, and sport. There's a number of written responses that is outstanding that we've prepared letters for. And that is, the first one is the Department of Police and Justice, a follow-up report on progress made with the elimination of GBVF case backlogs, and the support to victims of sexual violence as raised in last year's briefing with them in September. Then it is a follow-up report and progress report on how departments have adopted and integrated gender-based planning and budgeting, monitoring, evaluation, and auditing as required by the framework, and steps taken to address non-compliance. This matter was also raised by in our last meeting. The other matter is the revival of the gender machinery that we need a report on, a written report, and then a report relating to the protection and rights of sex workers in light of the pending legislation that is currently under development. And then here we have the PAMED medical aid scheme, which we included as we preempted that there might be matters raised in today's meeting with the medical aid scheme that required maybe written responses as well. But then we will need to include the PAMED briefing into the third term committee program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mindy. Honorable members, this is the proposed third term committee program. Any additions or any amendments, then we'll move for the adoption. Can I invite hands for now? Honorable Sisway?
Morning, Chair, and the members and the officials.
Morning, Excellency.
I'm happy with your request for perhaps additions. The committee has been raising an issue of perhaps which could be a cause within the poverty spectrum of gender-based violence, a lack of an effective parenting, the parental role that falls apart within us. I know it could be a subjective matter, but I think it's important that we get to it and discuss it is my proposal, Chair, that perhaps in these focus areas, let's get to this item. I know the Deputy Chair of NCOP has raised it, and I think another member has raised it, and I raised it, I think, from last year. The matter needs to be discussed, comrades. We talk about parenting. Let's speak about parenting. We are parents. Are we effective in our parenthood to our kids? I don't want to motivate more, Chair. I was saying if perhaps could be considered in these focus areas that needs to be discussed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Excellency. Honorable Myoho.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and good morning to colleagues. Let me also welcome the program as presented by our presenters, of course, under your leadership, Chair. However, one is asking herself the question that says, when are we going to have to work in unison with the your provincial legislature and also with your local government? Do we have structures at that particular level? Are we moving the same direction as the province, as local government, and all as a multi-party at this particular level? Maybe we need also to have a convention of some sort, or a meeting of some sort, where we are able to share with those ones who are in different sphere of governance, so that when we work, we do similar things and there's greater impact on what we are doing. I can tell you, Chair, in many of our municipalities, in many of our provincial legislatures, in many of them, there's no caucus, multi-caucus, which is consistent than what we are doing as women. That will be my point there, Chair, of uniformity. We need to drive towards uniformity. And then the second aspect that I want to talk to, Chair, I think we should not be inward looking as multi-party caucus. What we should also do, because we are representing all women in South Africa. In one swag, when we were busy doing a door, whether you're door to door, whether you attend cases in jails, you'll find out that there is this sector of society that is being sidelined. And these are women who are from the diaspora, who we did not make a relationship with, who are, their rights are being violated almost every day. They don't even know where to go. They are even afraid to go and ask for help in government institutions. How do we begin to sit down with such women and begin to say, these are the processes? Others, yes, they will end up going home, but others, they are here on a different mission, so that we can be able to make things simpler for women of South Africa who are in the diaspora to have this relationship. I think if we can really, Chair, look at those things and look at the policy gaps where they are not being accommodated, how do we deal with such? Not frustrating the fact that we want people to be in our country for a very long time, but how do we manage the processes that are there and begin to reach a goal where we'll feel at the end of the day, people who are in the country are legal and are legal people. I'm telling you, Chair, there are many things that are happening to women, especially who are from the diaspora, that they get raped, they have been evicted. There are so many stories about them. let's get down and try to get to understand and begin to work with their government. So multi-party shouldn't be multi-party of ours, but multi-party continental and multi-party global. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Is there any other hand? If not, consider it had Honorable Sukhwai, the issue of parenting. I think all the suggestions, the two suggestions to me, it adds value to us as this caucus. And also we need to understand and agree that each and everything that we are talking about, it should start with us as women in this parliament. Whatever we are saying about women outside there, it needs to start with us as these women or as this caucus in order to go out in a unison, like Honorable Myoho indicated. And I may say, Honorable Myoho, with confidence that we do have these structures in the legislatures and in the municipalities. Unfortunately, our program and their programs are not the same. Meaning you are very much correct to say we are not moving in unison. So it is up to this House to agree on the process on how to fit in the two and make sure that we work in unison as the three spheres of government. If there is any other proposal, please let's write it down and send it to Mandy so that we can see where we can fit the proposals. But also bearing in mind the period, this third term, that we only have a few weeks according to the focus areas that we received from the Chair of Chairs. And by so saying, I'm not saying that we don't have to add anything where we see it befitting. But we can also propose maybe to say, come the seventh parliament, this is what we want to see as women of this country. Whether we'll be part of the caucus or not, but as women of this country, there is this that we think and feel very strong that if we can make sure that this is inclusive, then there will be something that we will be saying, as women, there is something that we did for our women or for us. Thank you very much. If there is no any other additions, can I get hands to move for the adoption of this proposed program? Thank you. With amendment, if it needs so. I see the hand of Honorable Tobongwane and the hand of Honorable F. Kumalo and Honorable Nkosi.
Thank you, Chair. I was listening attentively on the two proposals that the Honorable members made, Honorable Sekhai and Honorable Matuba. And the way that you rounded that off, Chair, I going to move for that to adopt this program, I propose, Chair, I know that this term that we're going to start 29th August to 22nd September is very short and it will be, but I propose that maybe the steering committee should have in one of its meetings discuss this. We may not push it to the seventh term, but we must lay foundation for the seventh term. Like saying that you propose that we may have a summit of some sort. We may not all go the members of the caucus, but a delegation which includes all the parties in this caucus and then invite the provinces, maybe in terms of municipalities, the district municipalities, in which you would then sit before the end of this term, just lay a foundation for what may happen in the next term, and also how can we have a uniform program. I'm proposing, Chair, that and then moving that we adopt this program and the you and Mandy and in fact your team try to integrate these proposals that have been made. But I move, Chair. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Tobongwani. Honorable Kumalo.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to all comrades in the platform. No, Chairperson, speakers that have spoken have covered me, but I want to insist in seconding Honorable Ntobongwane to say, Honorable Swai and Honorable Matuba, followed by you, made mention of very serious issues that affect women. I like you, Chairperson, when you said we are in the same government but doing two different things when you go to your legislatures and municipalities. Programs are not the same. I'm actually attesting to what you are saying. They are different. While you are sharing very same issues that affect all of us. I would like to say, Chairperson, in seconding, Ntobongwane, charity begins at home. Umatumba has said issues have to go, programs have to go even globally, but let us begin at home and practicing the uniformity of programs from ourselves as members of parliament at national down to a local government to ensure that the issues that we'll be tackling on are welcomed on the ground. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm seconding Comrade and Obuman for the adoption of issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Kumalo. Honorable Nkosi, I'm just giving you this opportunity because your hand was up before. I understand that they were to second the move for the adoption.
Thanks to your good self and all members present in the platform. Chair, I won't waste your time. I'm covered. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nkosi. Honorable members, the program has been moved for the adoption and also supported. Thank you very much. We're now moving to the draft committee meetings. Set of minutes, yes. Mandy? Can you please flag the set of minutes?
Yes, Chair, we'll do so. So can you see the minutes?
Not yet.
Chair, it's Chair.
Mm-hmm. honorable members, while she's still struggling in making sure that she put on the minutes, it will be the minutes of the 25th of May 2023, where the caucus was receiving the briefing from the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disability on the National Council on Gender-Based Violence, Bill 31 of 2023.
Okay, we've flagged it.
Yes, thank you very much. This is the set of minutes. You can go ahead. The documents, the attendance register, we're not going to deal with that. The summary of the outcomes. The committee supported the intention of the bill and urged that Parliament priorities its processing and finalization before the sixth Parliament concludes its work. Number two, the majority of concerns and issues raised by committee members focused on the Council's independence in the execution of its responsibilities and in how it spends or donor funding. The composition of and representation of its board, as well as the proper coordination of all stakeholders and structures involved in implementing the National Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Strategy. The third one, it was members stressed the need for the Multi-Party Women's Caucus to foster closer collaboration and cooperation between national, provincial, and local women's caucuses in advocating against gender-based violence and femicide, to ensure that gender-based violence and femicide interventions meaningfully impact citizens' lives. Then the last one was the draft minutes of the meeting held on the 23rd March 2023 that was adopted without any amendment. Then that's how we proceeded with our meeting on that very day on the 25th of May. The presentation was made by Ms. Maluleke, the Director General of the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disability. Can you go to 5.1? It was about the Parliament should prioritize the processing of the bill. And 5.2, it was the composition of the Council Board should be in line with the NSP GBVF stipulations. Then 5.3, the Council must have the powers to affect real change and to direct hold government departments accountable for their role and responsibilities relating to combating gender-based violence and femicide. Then 5.4, the board should be safeguarded against any undue influence by donors and funders. Then 5.5, it was GBVF stakeholders and structures should be properly coordinated to ensure effective implementation of national gender-based violence and femicide strategy and interventions. Then 5.6, it was greater collaboration between national, provincial, and local women's caucuses. This is the one that we're talking about even now. Then number six, it was the adoption of the minutes, then the closing remark and the adjournment of the meeting. Honorable members, this is the set of minutes that transpired on the 25th of May 2023. Any additions?
Comment, Chair?
Yes, I see your hand. I thought it's a legacy one.
No, it's not a legacy. It's not a legacy hand, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I'm not quite sure whether it's 5.3 or 5.4, but if we can go back to the issue of funding, Chair, I'm not quite sure whether is it well captured. Maybe colleagues can clarify, can give that clarity. Where we said that there was a clause in terms of the bill that says the sponsor will make a determination on what should happen. And we then said that people must donate, there should be no determinations or conditions with regards to that. I'm not quite sure whether it has been captured like that, because what we want is it's donations. And then in terms of how are we going to work with those who donated to us, it should be a separate way, not a process that will even, because people sometimes they do have money and they use money to perpetuate wrong things that we may want to stop. I'm not quite sure. And also from that meeting, what I heard, it was about international donors. How do we screen them, international donors? Because sometimes people do their things not in line with what we are intending to achieve or our objective. How do we also try to make sure that whatever that is being contributed or donated will not have repercussions at the end of the day? I'm not quite sure how it's captured, Chair. I don't see, my phone is very, very small. So I just wanted to check whether that clause has been removed, and if it is so, then I'm quite happy to move for the adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Myoko. I don't think it's about your phone. it's like maybe it's not captured correctly, so, but I think Mandy is listening, then she will correct, then you will adopt with corrections.
Yes, Chair.
Any other hand? If there is any. Is there any other corrections, honorable members? Except the one that has been stated by Honorable Myoko. None. Can I get the second?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Nkomo.
I second the adoption of the minutes with the amendments as highlighted by Honorable Myoko. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Witt. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We have now adopted our minutes and also our third term program. I don't think there is any other things, unless if there are announcements. Mandy, do we have any announcements?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Honorable members? Then this means that we have come to the end of our meeting today. And thank you very much, honorable members. Please take care and go and celebrate the youth day tomorrow and make sure that we come back very strong in order to make sure that our country will take it forward. And thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.